very excited about it. It's the kickoff of our St. Petersburg petition drive, and it's going to be at South Straub Park, or some may call it Sereno Park, which is Bayshore Drive Northeast and 2nd Avenue.
And you're qualifying by petition. What's the alternative? What else could you do besides doing that?
There's usually a $10,000 filing fee. We decided to qualify by petition. Not that we could not afford the $10,000 qualifying fee, qualification fee. It's going to cost us more to do it by petition, but it's important that we get the kind of input from Floridians, not only that I need, but this campaign needs, to hear their issues. Just because I've been elected double-digit years doesn't necessarily mean that I know what's going on in the minds of Floridians right now. And this has been a very, very effective tool in building our campaign, building the grassroots network that we're looking to maintain and continue to build on. So I'm excited about it. I think it's the first time in the history of the state of Florida that anyone has qualified by petition.
One of your opponents in the Democratic primary will be Florida State Senator Dan Gelber. What are some of the differences between the two of you?
Well, first of all, I think Dan's a fine person. I know his family. He knows my family. I think the difference will be the experience that I have, not only dealing with state government, but also local government. I also served federal government. I also served as a state trooper, with a law enforcement background, and a number of other issues that I feel that I'm better prepared to be the United States Senator. I serve on the Ways and Means Committee in Washington, D.C. on behalf of Floridians. We deal with some of the very heavy issues as it relates to Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security, dealing with public bonding, trade, our country to other countries. And there's just I've served in a district that has a number of needs that are facing Floridians right now. We are in a recession. One of the main reasons why I'm running is to be able to provide strong leadership for Floridians and making sure that we provide them with the kind of service that they deserve. And I am excited about it. I'm not saying that Senator Gelber cannot provide that kind of service. I'm just saying that I can do it better.
And finally, if you do win the Democratic primary, your Republican opponent will be the winner of the Republican primary, and the two leading candidates right now are Governor Charlie Crist and former Speaker of the House Marco Rubio. What are your thoughts about that race?
Well, they're going to talk about issues, but I can tell you that they're going to be a really, really long campaign, 17 months or maybe 15 months as it relates to the primary. But whoever elevates from that primary to the general election, my wish and my hope, and I believe Floridians will endorse my campaign, not only Democrats, Independents, and Republicans, but first-time voters that are coming to the arena, those that have been inactive as it relates to voting in the state of Florida will support my campaign. But I think that they'll have a fruitful and lively debate in the Republican primary. I don't spend a lot of time consumed with other campaigns because there's so much work to do with my campaign as I continue to move around the state. But I'm excited about being in St. Petersburg this weekend